Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Steve, Chris, Lauren, and Sharpie.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Hiya. Howdy. My voice cracked there. Sorry. Oh, how's everyone doing?
Spectacular.
Hi. Awesome.
Doing quite well, Lisa. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Oh, wait. Just Ducky.
Okay. Going for unique and original?
Something like that.
Steve?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. We've got a show packed full of Disney news.
Ooh,
one of these days I'll actually get down there to see it all.
It has been a while for us.
I know.
When was the last time we were there?
October. February.
Year 2015.
Y'all were there in October.
For a day.
Yeah. What? You were there for like 3 days. We did the Mouse Chat meetup.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You don't remember every moment of it?
It wasn't a magical moment for you, Steve?
Well, I think we drove one day. Or did we fly? I think we flew in one day and had a full day and flew out the next day. Or we drove
one
day.
It was a quick one. We went early on Friday. Yeah.
Lisa, you and I are going in a couple weeks.
Yes, this is true.
And aren't you glad we'll all be there at the for the Mouse Chat meetup in December?
Yes.
Can't wait.
December 3rd.
You want to tell us
about
it real quick?
That's my birthday weekend, too, so I expect cake.
Oh.
Cake you shall have.
Thank you. Is your birthday during the Mouse Chat meetup?
Extremely picky.
That's right.
Cake. Well, it's the 7th. So.
Close enough.
That warrants a birthday. I think we should celebrate my birthday, too.
We have to come up. If you have ideas on things that we should do for the Mouse Chat meetup, you can go to our Facebook page and give us some Mouse Chat meetup ideas. We usually do a scavenger hunt.
Yeah,
we've heard that Chris really likes jelly rolls.
Yeah, for her birthday, we're going to go there.
No, we're not doing jelly rolls this year. It's already been vetoed. You don't remember? It happened.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it before you get there.
I'll go with you, Sharpie.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, you guys could go there together.
I know you didn't like jelly rolls, but that was like the perfect event.
Do you know what? All you did was drink.
Except for the amount of the price.
Yeah, but he didn't get drunk. It was all watered down.
Yeah. Except for
that was so expensive. And I am sorry that it accidentally went on your credit card the entire time and not on mine. Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know why mine didn't accidentally go on, Steve. That's an awesome situation.
If you haven't been to Jelly Rolls, we had a huge group there, and it was great with a huge group because it was fun.
They made a song for us.
Yeah, they made our own Mouse Chat theme song.
They did.
And they
it was awesome.
For hours and hours, they played the Mouse Chat theme song. So
we will have to go back.
We couldn't have asked for
more. We did get a lot of press from that.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't know if we got press.
Well, everybody in there was like, who are these people?
That's for sure.
Mouse Chat.
Yeah, so today we have a gaggle? What's a group of news?
It could be a gaggle.
It could be a gaggle.
All right.
A nest of news.
A murder.
Mm-hmm. It could be a tower of news, like a tower of giraffe.
Well, that's
a platoon. A flock. A flock of news.
A flock of news.
Wow.
I like flock. Just don't flock it up, Chris.
I'll try not to.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ooh, and I have the first news story. There's a lot of pressure on me. Oh, my gosh.
All right. You ready for it?
I'm totally ready.
Okay. Chris, take it away.
Who better to talk about the happiest day in a couple's life? Really, it is downhill from there, in case you're wondering, than me to talk about Disney weddings.
Our ray of sunshine.
I know. So... I know. And, you know, I love Disney weddings. Like whenever I'm on property and I see a couple getting married, I'm like, oh, look, a Disney wedding. I get really excited, especially when they trot those little horses out and they have the little tiny carriage. That's always exciting. But up until now, you couldn't get married in the Magic Kingdom. You could take photos in the Magic Kingdom after your wedding and you could get married, you know, all over the place on property pretty much, but you could not get married in the Magic Kingdom until now. So Disney announced today that you could get married in front of Cinderella's castle for the teeny tiny paltry price of $75,000. That's where it starts. And they did a big press. Yes. And so your guests, and this is fantastic because everyone who, if you listen to the show, you know, I love the hub with the fake grass. You can sit there, you can snack, hang out, but that you can also get married there apparently. So they have, they showed chairs and everything and flowers laid out and it was lovely. And yes, for $75,000.
Did they give any details as far as how many people could attend or what comes with that $75,000?
I'd love to research it. I I love weddings. I mean, I'm totally kidding. I actually love weddings. I love to see what they're wearing. I love the cake. And there's really nothing better than a Disney wedding.
Because it's all about the cake.
And the shoes.
Yes.
Because it's all about the cake.
That's right. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, so no, there's not a lot of details out. Just that it starts at 75,000.
I don't imagine. You really need much more detail than that.
I know, right?
It's kind of a deal breaker.
That seems pretty detailed.
You know what? About 6 years ago, there was a couple that did sort of find a loophole through Disney Fairy Tales Wedding, and they had a big wedding at the Magic Kingdom right in front of the castle. And you can Google it. I can't remember their names, but it's a beautiful wedding. And no one has done it since. And I know that Mariah Carey, who you probably all know, the big singer, she had actually asked to have a wedding in front of the castle and was denied. So,
shut down.
Yes. And so, I think she was able to do like a vow renewal ceremony in front of the castle in Disneyland later. But anyway, yeah. So Disney doesn't really allow it, but I guess now they do. 75,000. You get a free cake.
Now this has got to be like after hours or something, right? Like early in the morning before it opens.
It looks like it's during the day.
Well,
I had heard that it would be during the day.
Really?
Yes, I heard it too.
Okay. I didn't see that.
So you might have lots of onlookers.
So they just kind of maybe announce it over the speakers. We want to congratulate
Mr. and Mrs. Moneybags. Come on down.
Could be. That's a lot of money. $75,000. Where else could you get married for $75,000?
No way.
Could you get married like in the top of the, you could probably get married in the top of the Eiffel Tower for maybe, I don't know.
You probably could.
4,000 euros.
You could find a homeless person to take you to the top of the Eiffel Tower and be your officiant.
You probably could I
would go online and get
ordained
and do it for free. Just thank
you.
You could do that.
Is it an online course for this now?
It doesn't take
them like 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what? I can top this, guys, because I know a couple who wanted to get married. They, you know, in Disneyland, people do, they call them guerrilla weddings, where they'll get married out in the parks. And I've known of people who have had friends get ordained and marry them guerrilla style, like in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Guerrilla style. Wait a minute. This is a whole new...
We know of fake weddings that have happened in front of the castle.
We do indeed.
This is a whole new avenue of things we could do. Mouse chat. Meet up with the gorilla wedding.
Oh my gosh. If there are any Mouse Chat listeners who want to have a gorilla wedding,
Steve Griswold to marry them?
We could get Steve ordained.
Okay, let's do a contest.
We could.
Oh my gosh. I want Steve to marry me.
And then you ride off into the sunset in a truckster.
Ride off into the sunset in the back of a police car.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. In Disneyland, they don't really stop you. And unless you're being incredibly obvious, you have a big white gown on and flowers, they're not going to stop you. In World, if there's even a hint that you're having a ceremony, they will stop you, because the difference is Land doesn't have this huge wedding thing going on, but Disney World does.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Okay. 75 grand.
Yes.
All right. Mark that off our bucket list. What's up? Who's up next?
All right. Next up is Sharpie. Speaking of expensive.
To go along with your fairy tale wedding, we are going to hop over to Disney's Fairy Tale Neighborhood. A lot of folks don't know about this, and I regret to inform those who don't know about it of this opportunity, but you can live at Walt Disney World. There is a neighborhood by the quaint name of Golden Oak. Golden Oak is just past Disney's Fort Wilderness Campground, right before you get to the Four Seasons, the new luxury hotel in that neck of the woods. Golden Oak is a very exclusive, very private subdivision, essentially, for lack of a better term. Estate homes on Disney property, all there. There are several neighborhoods. There's the Marceline neighborhood, Carrollwood, Silverbrook, Kimball Trace, and a new neighborhood was just announced, and that is Kingswell. For those who are interested, I highly encourage you to visit DisneyGoldenOak.com to take a quick look at what Golden Oak has to offer. And just to kind of give you an idea, you can go to the Neighborhoods tab and click on Resale. There are currently three homes being resold in the Golden Oak neighborhood. A 4,108 square foot, five bedroom, five and a half bath, going for $2.195 million. It's in Kimball Trace. Very nice neighborhood.
Oh, Kimball Trace.
Kimball Trace. And then in Silverbrook, this house has not been named yet. The other two houses have been named. You could have the opportunity of naming this one. It's 5,031 air conditioned square feet at 2.999999. So a dollar shy of $3 million. You can see visual tours of those homes there. I was just chatting online this week with one of our fans that also lives here in the mountain state of West Virginia, has connected with me on Facebook. He's like, you know, my dream is to win the lottery and move to Golden Oak. You know, me too. Ironic. We have that same dream. So if you ever had the dream of living at Walt Disney World, the opportunity is there. And the opportunity is there at Disney's Golden Oak. The homes are very exquisite. They're very exquisite homes. Some of the things that are available to you through resident services. If you've ever visited the Walt Disney World Resort during the Christmas holiday season and thought, you know, why can't I do this to my house? Guess what? Disney can do that to your house in Golden Oak. Free park transportation, annual passes for your family. You cannot rent your home out. That is a very, very tight restriction in Golden Oak. They are meant to be residential homes. They are not rental homes. They're not rental. They're not timeshare units. They're not calendar share units. Say, for instance, you own a quarter of the year. You own the house in its entirety. You can have Disney cater events in your home.
Nice.
There are activities and recreation for all ages, fitness groups, Pilates, all that type of stuff. So it is literally the resort life in subdivision form. If that's your dream, if your dream is to wake up in the morning, every morning, and hear the toot, the whistle of the Walt Disney World Railroad, there you go.
That's it.
Golden Oak. It's for you folks.
I know. It's
you know what?
I think lavish. Sharpie's going to have a sales position there.
You could,
hey,
you I could don't be want selling to this there. Right now.
I'm the position on the HOA.
You might have just sold one today. We've not even known it.
I believe there's a commission waiting for you.
Do you know who lives there?
Everybody.
No, ooh. Oprah.
I know. Well, she has a house there.
That Oprah has a house at Golden Oak.
Yeah, she
does she really? Because I just made that up.
No, she does.
I was going to add.
I heard people. That. I don't know
I've
if
heard,
it's true.
I heard that too. Heard that
Why would Oprah live there? Oprah is not a fun person.
But she doesn't
Oprah
live there.
Oprah has an awesome house in Hawaii. Oprah doesn't need to live house, in Disney World.
She has a house everywhere.
There are several celebrities that have homes there.
But they don't live. They probably go for as vacation homes and they're probably vacant the rest of the year. And they just can't rent
really
them out.
Yeah, that's really sad.
But yes.
I know, because if you're Oprah, like a $7 million home is nothing. Yeah. You're just like, what? I have that floating in the bottom of my Hermes bag.
For a $3 million home. And
I
then
put that under my mattress.
You can just go over to the restaurants at the Four Seasons and get something to eat.
Yeah, like I need a salad. Toot sweet, baby. Bring it over.
I don't even know what that means.
Didn't we drive over there? Like, who did I go over there with?
When? Oh, Golden Oaks? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't y'all. I was over in Golden Oaks once and I was not impressed. Those houses are really close together.
Yeah. They're like almost zero lot line for $3 million.
They really are. I believe we were there.
I think they're about 40 feet apart in some of the, see that's, yeah. Some of the neighborhoods are much more gracious lots. Others are a very compact estate style home on a very compact lot.
I think we went with Brett, who's a cast member friend of us. Bars. Didn't we go?
I don't know.
I went with someone from Mouse Chat. I know that.
All right. So I was driving. Oak. We'll have to get over there. Nervous.
And there is Disney art through your neighborhood. So there's like statuary and things like that. So, I mean, I would love it. It would be fantastic.
Yeah. You know what else would be fantastic?
Having $3 million.
I don't know. Even one.
You know, I'd be okay with like $50. Throw it out there. And, you know, living in one of their houses, like in the garage.
Right. Yeah, the garage is probably really nice. You know what? I bet their garage
is nicer than my house.
I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'd be happy with like a vacation condo and Celebration. I don't need a lot. I really don't.
Not either.
I certainly don't need the services that come with living in Golden Oak. Cause don't they like, they drive you to the park if you want to go.
Well, that there's would some be nice service, especially if there's like a back door, they can drop you off. I know.
Here you go. Yeah. No,
although I do like getting frisked. So, you know, there's that.
I know. Do you know what? That happened to me like every time when we were there last, like a couple weeks ago.
Every time, every day, one time a day, at least I know. My husband, too.
When I was there for the Awaken Summer event, the day that I spent in Epcot taking photos of Flower and Garden, I have a shoulder harness, like a double shoulder harness for my digital SLR, because just putting it around my neck kills my neck. I know, I'm totally geeky. So I had my camera bag. I had like my day bag with like all the water and granola bars and stuff like that in it. And then I had this big camera harness on, and wouldn't you know it, I walk over to Boardwalk, and then come back into the park. And like, you've been selected for random screening. So it took me 15 minutes to get this get up off and these bags, and they have to go through the bags. And then I just get on the other side of the gates, and I literally just want to find a park bench and rest just for having to take all the bags off. It was traumatizing. I was like, really? Look at all this stuff. You want me to take all this stuff off? But actually, I'm glad that we've brought this up, because I had a really interesting encounter at the International Gateway at the back of Epcot. Uh-huh. Where there was a really aggressive security guard, where a guy went to scan through the gates to run into the park, and like he had his magic band out and was getting ready to scan in, but it was clear that he was going to go jogging in the theme park. And like the guy was the security guard was very aggressive in saying, you may not enter to run in the theme park. Thoughts on that?
Oh, because that's interesting, because I think of marathons and all that going on there that people want to, but I can understand why they don't want people, you know, that becoming a trend, and you're trying to get around the theme park and you're walking around with your kids, and all of a sudden people are like, on your left, and they're come running by. And
yeah, that's a really bad idea.
I think that would be, for safety reasons
or whatever, you'd be like, okay, this has got to stop.
It's hard enough to navigate without runners.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really is.
The guy seemed really offended that he was turned away. Yeah, and I mean, in a moment, I really do think it was because the security guard was so upfront and aggressive about it. Because he really wasn't polite about it. I think that may have just kind of taken the runner by shock, I guess.
Well, especially,
but it was an interesting interaction, because I've never seen a security guard get that aggressive and upfront with a guest before. So it kind of took me by surprise.
Well, that's not good.
And they can run around. What is it? Is it not Bay Lake? What's the lake there? Crescent Lake or something?
Yeah, Crescent Lake.
I mean, there's so many places right there to run.
Well, that's one of the best places on property
already. So
yeah,
I can see it would be fun and exciting if you run around Epcot, but that's what they have the marathons for. So you can actually do that when it's not full of kids and guests.
All right. I got to bring you guys all back.
Oh, where did we go?
I took us
tangent.
Oh.
We went from Golden Oak to people running through the park.
Sorry.
That's okay.
My apologies. Someone
like us.
I'm used to it. All right. So my turn. Squirrel. Lots of squirrels. All right. So I'm going to be giving you an update over at Animal Kingdom Park. Pete Safari. Pete Safari got a little bit of an update. It's, you're going to notice at first it's over by, Discovery Island, and it's now got an exterior, appearance that blends in more. It's more neutral and natural. And so it fits the surroundings, and they've made a couple of adjustments or additions to the menu. The first one is it's a shrimp flatbread. And it's the only flatbread that you're going to find on the menu. It comes with a side of an antipasto salad. Steve likes those types of things. It's got the marinated cheese and the
sounds good.
Vegetables and yeah.
That actually looks really good.
I don't know.
Mm.
See, I don't know why you guys give me
this. This is
food
interesting because I've never gone. Well, I've gone in Pizza Safari. It looks really cool inside and outside, but I've never eaten there.
It's really good. We've eaten there several times.
Really?
First time, actually, the first time I ever went to Animal Kingdom, that's where we ate. It was on our honeymoon.
Cool.
So lots of fun.
Lisa, maybe we should eat there that morning, that afternoon we're there for lunch.
Sure. Put me down. But not for the shrimp flapper.
No, well,
not my
unless you want to try the new
Tiffin's opens on Memorial Day weekend, so.
Yeah, we're there the week before. Everything opens a week after we're there.
I know. That's just ironic.
It stinks.
I think it's a setup.
I think
maybe there'll be a soft opening of something.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, it's a week, so maybe.
Okay, so back to my flatbread.
Sorry.
You're going to have some nice large shrimp on top, and those are roasty toasty and marinated. They have some roasted vegetables. Well, they get roasted in the oven. So you've got your veggies on top, and this does look kind of good. The arugula is not roasted. But it appears, and this is based on photos, that the veggies, the onions, the tomatoes, and the red peppers, they appear to be roasted to me. Anyone else see a picture? Because they could be raw as well.
No, they look roasted to me,
okay.
Too.
They look roasted. And then the sauce that they use, it's kind of a mix. They've got a pesto Alfredo or an Alfredo pesto, whichever way you want to look at it. And, of course, you've got your mozzarella cheese to make it pizza-ish. What else do they have? They also have a new Hearts of Romaine salad. And they literally take a romaine head or, you know, the lettuce, chop it in half, lay it down, and then they just drizzle over, well, they put down the croutons, and if you choose, you can have either chicken or shrimp added to the salad. And then they drizzle over the Caesar dressing and nice shaved Parmesan cheese. And so you've got your very traditional Caesar salad. And, again, you can add either chicken or shrimp.
I have to be honest. I saw the picture of that. I always feel cheated when they give the romaine lettuce to me like that. I feel like I'm not getting a whole salad. I'm just getting like a leaf.
Well, no, it's a whole head. It's like when you get a wedge salad.
It's a mental thing. I feel like I'm being cheated.
Yeah. I worked in a restaurant and they served a wedge salad with the blue cheese dressing and all. And one customer just got totally upset with us. All you did is chop a head of lettuce in quarters, throw it on a plate and put dressing on it. That is not a salad. And it's like, well, it's a fancy salad.
That's what the whole idea of that salad is.
Yeah.
It's a wedge salad.
He's like, can you mess this up a little? And it's like, well, no, you're supposed to cut it. And he didn't get it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Work.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, they also added, I might be interested in this one. They've got a tomato basil soup.
That looked good too.
Yeah. That looked pretty yummy. You can get your tomato basil soup.
I like that there's some different options. It's not burgers and.
Well, I always like soup as an option. Mm. And I know it's usually hot when we go, but I still like soup as an option. Whenever we go out to California, I love going over to the Wharf, get my broccoli soup.
Great soup. Great bread bowl. Do you get the bread bowl, Lisa?
I do. But, you know, the last time I went, I didn't. because I usually eat the bread bowl and that's not good. So I got the,
well, that's what they give it to you for, Lisa.
I know, but I eat it. That's a lot of bread to eat for anyone.
Yeah, but all that walking, it totally cancels out the calories.
I agree. It does. It counts. You can eat whatever you want when you're in Disney.
Yep.
You walk 18 steps a day, 18,000 steps a day.
I do. And even more, like usually I get like 25 to 30,000.
Holy cow. So,
you know, when I come home and I look at my week and I go, hey, I walked 32 miles this week.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's totally fine.
Okay.
Dr. Chris said.
Well, if Chris says, then we can do it, Lise.
Yeah. We're good. Okay. I'm like Dr. Oz.
Wait, do I get butter on my sourdough bread?
I think the butter is necessary.
With extra salt.
It helps you stay greasy and limber.
Is the cream soup not enough, Lisa?
No. No, it's not. Sorry. I like my butter.
I like butter too.
I love me my butter. So, speaking of butter, our next item is garlic butter dipping sauce. You can now get garlic butter dipping sauce as a side.
Ugh.
What do you mean?
It sounds
reminds
bad.
Me of like Little Caesars or
Papa
something.
Papa John's.
Yep. Yeah.
No, it's more, it looks creamier.
All right.
Kind of Alfredo-y, garlicky.
All right.
Maybe. But I could be mistaken on the Alfredo part. But it looks good. But I think you're supposed to pair these up with those yummy garlic knots. They look so yummy.
Yeah, those are always good.
They've got all the herbs and the glistening butter and they put the shaved Parmesan on it.
And the bread.
And the bread.
Don't forget the bread.
The bread. Well, that's the knots. So I think we're going to have to go there, Lauren.
Okay.
We'll have to do a report firsthand.
Well, if Tiffin's is open, go there.
I'm always disappointed there because it's like DiGiorno's pizza.
Yeah. I like Via Napoli, but yeah. My other theme park pizza experiences aren't that great.
No,
but it sounds like they're adding some new items to the menu. So maybe it'll be good. I've got a rumor. Maybe you guys have heard this one real quick. Skipper Canteen. There was a rumor going around maybe a week ago that they're going to redo the menu.
Yep.
Yay. I didn't hear that.
Come on.
No, they need to add some more kid-friendly items on the menu.
They'll dumb it down to burgers and fries. Skipper Burger.
I think they'll still keep it a little foo-foo.
So I think that they did need to change the kids' menu because we went with a kid with a very exotic appetite, and he said it was not good. But the adult menu I thought was fine.
Well, we'll see what happens.
It's very sad.
You have to get the inside scoop, Chris, if you have the...
Oh, definitely. I'll see what I can find out. Well, you know what? Mandy, who does our Twitter account, is friends with one of the servers there. So Mandy, I know you're listening. Get on it, young lady.
Okay. So I'm actually done with my story on Pizzafari. And yeah. Lauren, did you write that down? We're going to go there.
It's on the list.
Excellent. Pizzafari. All right. Who's next? Lauren, you're next. Look at that.
Which one?
Disneyland Fast Passes.
Oh, this is exciting. Okay, so this is how I kind of wish World's Fast Passes work. So breaking news is Disneyland will now be getting Fast Passes soon. So they're going to be rolling out their Fast Pass system. And unlike World, it's kind of going to be like the old system, but no paper. So you're going to be able to book your fast passes on the app, on the mobile app or at a kiosk, but you can't get the fast passes till the day of, which I think is really smart because Disneyland is more locals that will kind of go more on the spur of the moment. And it's going to be the same system as it used to be. So you get one and 2 hours later, you can get another one. 2 hours later, you can get another one and so on by adding them to your app or at a kiosk. So I don't know if they're getting magic bands. I think it's going to be on a card for now that they'll scan. That'll be linked to their mobile app. But they are getting fast passes. No specific date yet as to when it's going to roll out. They just said soon. So I think it's great though. I think being able to book them on your phone and not have to run across the park 50 million times is a nice option. I wish Disney World let you book one ahead of time and then the rest were done this way.
Yeah, me too.
I think, you know, I think it would be nice to get that first one of the day booked 60 days out and the rest of them you book the day of. I just think it's a much more fair system. I think, you know, I think it's so scheduled. It's crazy. So I love it. I think it's great.
Okay. Cool. Lauren, I'm going to point out that Steve just stole your last story. You have the next two stories.
Yeah.
He stole your last one.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We worked this out before ahead of time.
All right. Lauren, you actually do have the next two stories. So Canada.
Oh, okay. So Canada has put in a pretend bar.
That's what I've heard.
Is it serving pretend drinks?
It is. It's serving, you know, fictional drinks. But there's a new bar inside the Canada Pavilion in Epcot. And it's the Trading Post Refreshment. It's located inside the gift shop. And what they're serving is Canadian beers, ice wines, and non-alcoholic soft drinks and bottled water. Yeah. Honestly, when you saw it, like I watched somebody posted a little video of it where they scan. I think it was Mouse Steps actually, where they scanned the room. It really just looks like a gift shop with like a counter with beer and wine. It doesn't really look like much of anything. And they did put some nice outside seating, which I think is great. You can always use that. But yeah, it's pretty awesome that they, you know, did that, but it seems like a very dumbed down version of a bar to me.
I think I walked up there one time, maybe a year ago, cause I hadn't been up there, you know, up the steps to see what was up there. And like all those doors are like locked, like every single thing it seemed like was closed and non-existent.
It could be that they're trying to lure people up there more.
Maybe they're. Yeah,
and alcohol will lure people, that's for sure.
There's never been, yeah, I walked up there, there was nobody up there. I was like, crickets.
I wouldn't mind spending some time more in the countries, just kind of walking around more, because I don't really get to do that a lot.
We should do the ins and outs of every country.
We should go see all the 360 movies again.
Oh, yay. I don't know about that.
Hey, that should be the Mouse Chat meetup. We'll go to Epcot and just make everyone go through all the movies.
Marla would love that. Marla wants to do that.
I never realized Disney could be so boring.
I haven't seen one of those movies in a decade or more.
I know.
Well, they haven't changed, so.
I know. It'll be just like original Epcot.
Not missing much.
I haven't been back in that China Pavilion. I mean, some of those are fun. Like if you go in the China Pavilion or you go in the Japan Pavilion, you can find some cool stuff in there.
The gardens in the Japan Pavilion are beautiful.
I got it. I know what we can do. The next Mouse Chat meetup, let's do Phineas and Ferb Adventure in each of the countries.
That's actually fun, people.
You know, that's got some merit.
A lot of fun.
Okay. Lauren?
Yes.
No, it's for me.
Steve's taking it.
Yeah, it's mine.
Steve and I negotiated.
We figured this out already. This is a big news. Cupcake fans can now rejoice and go to Disney or downtown. What is it? Disney Springs. You go to Disney Springs. Opening May 15th is Sprinkles. We talked about this earlier on a earlier podcast with the Sprinkles ATM. So if you've got a late night 3 a.m. binge going on and you're looking for a cupcake.
It's just an ATM, no bakery?
No, there's a bakery too.
Okay. What?
But there's also an ATM. Lisa's going to buy me one in the ATM.
Yeah. So on the 15th, you can buy the cupcake that's been loaded into an ATM machine by your.
Which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a piece of cake.
Stop.
But I'm bummed.
Right next to it, maybe they'll have a cake.
That was just crummy.
They could have a cake ATM machine next to it.
See, I thought it was the icing on top, Lisa.
Oh, boy.
So, Lisa, you're going to take me and get me a cupcake, right?
You're going to split it with me?
It's coming soon.
I'll split it with you.
So, okay.
You can have a bite, imagine. And I'll have the rest.
I want the top.
Get one out of the store. Although, I've never been to a Sprinkles, and if it's the same as everywhere else.
You totally have been to a Sprinkles.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. No. Well, so they have a Sprinkles in Atlanta. They actually have a donut ATM. I don't know where that is, but they do have
the I find bakery. It very hard to believe that you don't know where the donut ATM is. Oh,
wait, did I say donut? That was like completely in my dreams. I'm sorry. I meant cupcake ATM. God. Okay. Let me just
say. There is no way you don't know where a donut ATM is.
Do you know how much I love, you know how much I love donuts, Lauren. Like donuts, I think it's like the best, but anyway, no.
Chris has a bad day and she's on the phone with me and she's like, I'm getting a dozen donuts.
Well, my fantasy is actually to get three and eat them all at once, but I usually just do one, but anyway, yes. Okay. So anyway, there's actually a donut ATM here in Atlanta. There's a Sprinkles one. I don't know where that is, but you can see a picture of it on Steve's Instagram feed, even though he cannot remember that he went there. However, there's a Sprinkles bakery here in town and it's actually okay. But I will eat any cake, so I'm not really a good judge.
So yes,
it's expensive.
Disney Springs, Sprinkles.
Are you looking at your Instagram account right now going
May 15th? And I wonder, is it in the new, is it in the nice new Springs area?
Who knows?
I don't know. We'll report on it in a couple of weeks.
Because I saw that some of that is now, you know, some of the fencing is down and it looks pretty cool. So if you get over there.
Yeah, we're definitely going the first morning. We're going to go over there.
Cool. Okay.
Lisa's very scheduled.
All right.
She's on a tight schedule.
Okay.
Yes. By me. Well, you got to go to the ganachery too. Lisa, you would love the ganachery.
All right. We'll go to the ganachery.
Twist my arm.
Do you know, I don't like going to downtown Disney, but I'll go there for the ganachery. I'm looking for that cupcake picture, Steve.
All right. I couldn't think of a better time to wrap up the show.
Good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as the cupcake came out of the ATM, Lisa.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wrapping up, here we go. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can download them in one of two places. You can go to mousechat.net or you can go to iTunes, grab them over there. If you have comments or questions for us, go to mousechat.net. We will take care of any of your questions and comments there. Don't forget that if you've got questions about a trip and you are not booked with one of our agents, Sharpie, Chris, or Lauren, it's going to take them a little longer to get to your question because so many of you have enlisted them as your agent, which I think is wonderful. So don't be too upset if it takes a little longer, or just book with them and they'll be happy to take care of that. They don't charge anything extra and they appreciate it. This is their job. They enjoy it and they have fun with it, but they do have
pretty good at it.
Yeah, they are pretty good, but they do have to take care of the people that are entrusting them with their vacation in a official sort of way. And then we're happy to answer those questions if you have already booked your trip. And let's see, what else do I need to say?
We eventually get to everything.
Yeah, eventually.
No, we try. I can't.
And it's not that delayed, but you know, some people are looking for an immediate 24-hour, you know, 2-day turnaround answer time. And that's just not going to happen. You guys are actually pretty busy with a lot of Mouse Chat listeners who have decided to enlist you as their agent. And maybe we should start a little, I don't know, section about people that have used these guys as their agent on the Mouse Chat page to maybe leave some comments about how spectacular of a job you guys did for them.
Oh, I like spectacular.
Spectacular. Yes. Magical.
List how magical it's been.
And if you've listed, if you list the questions over at the mousechat.net, what is it, website, I'm way behind because we have so many questions coming in.
You're just so bogged down. Popular.
So
it did get a little crazy. Like when we got new listeners, we did start getting like a ton of new
in our sometimes questions. Sometimes on Facebook we get crushed, and then sometimes on the Disney or in emails. I don't know. Anyways, we're a little behind on some of them.
Yeah.
We do our best though.
Yeah. We will get to everyone. But I think talked about comments, talked about downloads. I guess I need to thank you for listening because we appreciate that. And please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.